is a coach. Holy Spirit cannot make you to speak in tongues and then you are rude. Something is wrong. Very, very wrong. Change your presence. God, is this a Holy Spirit or something else? Holy Spirit, change me. Revive us. Transform us. Make us. As a child of God, people must enjoy your company. When they see you, they you know, just by you, they just see you, they see life is given. Even their issue. They even enjoy to talk to you. Because you are a source of life. Let me finish. Or let me stop. If I say finish, I will be saying something else. Hallelujah. Since you have been raised with Christ, become like him. If you don't come to the keyboard, I won't stop.
And be renewed as you learn to know your Creator.
Wow.
And become like him.
Wow. Somebody say, wow. Put on your new nature. Your old nature is rotten. Are you with me? Our old natures are rotten. Our old behavior, our old manner. You know, as I was teaching last Sunday about honoring parents, I know it's a very sensitive subject, and some people they've got a lot of problem to understand it, not to understand, to accept it. Because certain truths are not easy to accept. Somebody asked me a question, what must I do now? I said, do what I said, the word of God said. I cannot dilute the word. Now, even if the parent that they want to provoke immediately, even if they provoke you, God did not say, if they provoke you, disown them. No, it's not biblical. Some people can close heaven even when they go to church for the small thing. Put on your new nature. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you do what? As you learn to know your Creator. So as we learn to know him, what must we do? And become like him. We cannot just say, I resolve to know Jesus. And then what? After you have said, who is this man? He closed the mouth of the lion. Who is this man? He walked on the water. Who is this man? He healed the sick. Who is this man? He gave the food to the poor. Until you become like him and begin to live, also give food to the poor like him. That's why the church, we are weak. Because we have got a lot of theories, but less practice. Very little. Very little. Someone asked me a question, Papa, why now people they don't move? I say, Ubuntu is gone. Ubuntu is gone. That spirit of saying, this is my brother, this is my sister, it is gone. Now it's everyone for himself, God for all of us. It's gone. Even in the church, Ubuntu is gone. When people hear, so he's got funeral and concern, they don't move. Not even in prayer in the secret. I don't know if it's corona. Oh, what? I don't know. I don't think it's corona. Because this sickness started before corona came. Ubuntu is gone. Ubuntu is gone. To see people, you know, when before even I was born again, I was taught a gospel of saying, if you see an adult standing, you are seated, you must stand, give the seat. It's gone, mama. It's gone. You find a little girl, she sits there. She's playing with the cell phone. The old woman, she's standing. She's chatting. And goes, no, it's not in her mind. It's normal. She must sit. I come first. So what? Even in the bank, they say, I'm in a hurry. You don't know how much blessing We've been taught that when you see old, I know now people are very cautious because of the totties and stuff. So when you see an old man, old woman carrying things, go and help. This day you can see even some mama struggling to get in the taxi. You don't even help. If I touch corona, listen. Even when people are afraid of corona, they don't even know where they get it. But when you do things for God, I don't think God will just overlook you and expose you to kill you. It's no longer there. It's gone. The church has become something else. You correct nobody. You rebuke nobody. He'll tell you, mind your life. I come to church. I come to church. I come for Jesus. I don't come for you. You cannot talk to me like that. And you see the person telling you like that, even in their own heart, they are 30 years younger than you. They are budding. That's why people don't live long. We had another man who lived 85 years old. When were you asking me a question? Some of you might know him. He used in Congo. He used to be. He was the president of the Conference Nationale. He was the oldest man in there. You know him? Those from Congo? Well, some people they know. You were not yet born. You don't know him. He told us, he said, you know why? The secret of living long and why young people they die. Because they don't respect the elderly people. True story. They don't respect. That's why they die young. He died here in Joburg. He was driving at the age of 85. He said, because they don't respect. He said, when we grew up, he's explaining, everyone who's in the range of your parents is your father. He's got the right to rebuke you even if he does not know where you come from. And we take it not as an offense. Now, little children now, they boot. They say, who can you talk to me like this? You're not my mother, you're not my father. That's why they die. Because that is despising the fatherhood and the motherhood which God established. Is God's principle. Even when I teach these things about honoring, respecting the parent, I know it's difficult. I know some things is challenging. But at the end of the day, what God says remains final. Whether it pleases us or it hurts us. But when we do it, we are blessed. Put on new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Sometimes we are living with the unbeliever's parent. Unbelievers, brother, biologically, and sisters. But they want to see Christ through you. Sometimes they will come and provoke you. Step on your feet. They want to see your faith. They want to see godly character. When you rose like a buffalo, they say, we thought she changed. Yeah. That pastor is wasting his time. This buffalo is still a buffalo. Buffalo, no matter where you take him, buffalo is still a buffalo. See, God will use people around you to mold you. To see really indeed if you are rotten for Christ to come up. Finish, let's go.
11. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters.
Christ is all that matters.
And He lives in all of us.
In this new life, when you put on your new nature, in this new life, what matters is Christ. Not you, not me. What matters is Christ. Christ is what matters. You can be humiliated, but Christ is what matters. They can mock at you. Sister, someone offend you, but you are the one ask for forgiveness. Yes, I look stupid. What matters is Christ, not me. because I am rotten. I was buried, and me as a seed, I rot. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. What matters is Christ. Until what matters in this life is Christ, we cannot live like him. What matters is Christ. I preach, it's about him, not about me. Somebody will say, you don't know how to preach. It's not about knowing how to preach. I preach for him. What matters is Christ. Hallelujah. Until the seed is rotten, it cannot bear a tree to bear the fruit. Until the ego, can we stand on our feet? Until our ego, our pride, until we are broken. The Bible says in this life, it doesn't matter if you are rich or poor, if you are tall or short, if you are big or small, if you are black or white, what matters in this life, it is Christ. I want to be like him. I want to lift your voice and pray. In this life, what matters is Christ. 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 Oh, somebody pray, somebody pray, somebody pray. In this life, what matters is Christ. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord, to become like Jesus. To become like Jesus, to become like Jesus. To become like Jesus, to become like Jesus. To become like Jesus. For what matters in this life, Christ is what matters. Oh, somebody pray, you had 4 minutes to pray. What matters, it is Christ. Yes, Lord, you are the one that matters in this life. You are the one that matters in this life. You are the one that matters in this life. Somebody continue to pray. Oh, somebody pray, somebody pray. In this life, what matters, it is Christ. Oh, Lord, you are the one that matters. Oh, Lord Almighty, as we pray, help us, oh, Lord. For in this life, what matters, it is Christ. Oh, Raka, ba, 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 ba. Reke, be, 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 shia, ba, 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 linde. What matters, it is Christ. Somebody pray. What matters, it is Christ in this life. Father, help me, Lord. 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 Help Spirit, help me, Lord. Holy Spirit, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Rabba, ba, 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 shete. Oh, Rika, ba, 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 ba. Oh, Rike, be, 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 shete. Ria baba baba bashete ibaba. Oh Jesus, you are the one that matters. I pray. You are the one that matters as I pray. Help me, oh Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Not the members of my church how many people I have. But what matters, it is Christ in them. What matters, it is Christ in our nation. Lord, what matters? In this life.
You are born a brother. Oh.
Presenting to you, you are here, you are online. This man we're talking about, the only one that matters in this life is Jesus. But if you don't have him, you have no meaning to your life. For the life without him, it is meaningless. And today you can hear me as I call you, wherever you are. This is the call from the Lord. He wants to save you. You go to church, you are doing well. Maybe you are even in the choir, you are doing well. But what matters is Jesus in your life. The Bible says in this life, it doesn't matter whether you are Greek or Jew. What matters is Christ. Christ is what matters and he lives in all of us. Does Christ live in you? If not, and you want to make him the center of your life where you are, lift your hand and pray this prayer together with us here. If you are here, lift your hand online, lift your hand. Jesus sees you and is the one who calls you, will save you. Say this prayer after us. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. I repent tonight. I plead for your forgiveness. I believe in my heart you died for me and you are all that matters. Tonight, I confess with my mouth as I receive and accept you. Be my personal Lord and my Savior. Take charge of my life. Let that your spirit of adoption lead me. And let that my name be in the book of life. Give me today the right to be a child of God. I thank you, Father, for mercy and forgiveness and salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's celebrate the Lord for those new souls. Yes, yes, yes. Celebrate him, celebrate him, celebrate him, celebrate him. If you are online, you can just contact us on the number that appears on the screen. And we shall be able to come back to you. And the Lord will be glorified. Amen. So we are going to hand over to the program director. Let us give Jesus a round of applause.
been blessed. May you wave your hand. We really thank God. Hallelujah. We are going to bring our sacrifice. The usher will help us with the basket. We'll bring our sacrifice. Then if you brought your tithe and you need an envelope, they can give you an envelope. And we can come, they can pray for your tithe. As the choir is giving us one song. Still be good with us as we'll be landing tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll be starting at 10 o'clock. Please make sure that you come on time. You can also share the link, invite someone, can share the link with someone. You are online and you are following us for the very first time, would like to greet you. You are more than welcome to be connecting and fellowshipping with us. That will be it for me. I will welcome Papa for further announcement and to close the service.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we stand and thank Him? Father, we are so grateful. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for each and every one of us here, even those online. Father, we are so grateful. And we say, Father, thank you for visiting us, for reviving us, for reminding us, for empowering us in this time. giving us a knowledge of who you are and what you want us to become and to live in this world. Father, I pray that you bless the offering and bless your church. Even those online, bless them. People of God, may the goodness of the Lord, may the grace of the Father, may the leadership and fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you. May the God Almighty bless you, favor you, keep you, and protect you. You are blessed for life. You are highly favored. Go under His divine grace. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Let the living church of the living God say, Amen. Shalom, shalom. Love you more.